Game on. Racing.
Now, Jane Mangan joins us to chat racing, and there is domestic racing this weekend at Belliestown and Nace. But the main racing, Jane, is in Britain and France. The big race of the weekend, the Coral Eclipse at Sandown. Six runners, three of which are Irish.
Absolutely, yeah. We have three European Group 1s this weekend. There's the German Derby in Hamburg, you have the Prix Jean Prat in France, and tomorrow the Coral Eclipse. And that's probably the most fascinating of the trio. 10 furlongs. It's where the three-year-olds finally meet their elders. So the three-year-olds, Delacroix, who obviously disappointed so many in the Epsom Derby. We know he's better than that. Camille Pissarro, who won the French Derby. And hot as hell for Jessica Harrington, who was third to Field of Gold in the Irish 2000 Guineas. Those trio of Irish three-year-olds take on the older horses. Ombudsman, who was so good in the Prince of Wales Stakes at Royal Ascot for John and Katie Gosling, and he got a rating subsequent to that performance as the highest rated horse trained in Europe. Let's see if he can live up to the name, because he's currently your favourite. Sophie from France is a three-time Group 1 winner trained by André Favre. The last French winner of this race was Vedeni. Those two older horses have to give £10 to the three-year-olds, and that's what's going to make it difficult. And Ruling Court is the sixth horse. Imagine, I barely even mentioned him. The 2000 Guineas winner from Newmarket, Ruling Court, is now without William Buick, because William has decided Ombudsman is the horse to win him another Coral Eclipse.
So a lot of talent on show. So you can predict my follow-up question here, Jane. Who's going to come out on top?
I think the three-year-olds are good. I actually like Camille Pissarro. I know Ryan Moore has decided to go with Delacroix, and I can absolutely see why. He was my selection for the Epsom Derby, but I think I need to go and see him do it now. And Camille Pissarro might be the horse to come from off the pace. He's got a lot of speed, and I just think at the odds, he's the one I'd like. And I haven't even mentioned, there's obviously other racing other than the Group 1s. I want to mention Estrange, because she contests the Haydock Group 2, the Lancashire Oaks, tomorrow afternoon. She's only got three rivals. She looks like a Group 1 winner in waiting. She's a highly talented filly for the Irish trainer based in the UK, David O'Mara. I think she could be up to good things, and she has to win tomorrow to ensure that she stays near top of the market for the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe in October.
Okay, just on the Lancashire Oaks, four-runner field, and it does include a possible future superstar. And I know you mentioned David O'Mara there, the Irishman based in England, but again, one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and Henry de Bromhead has gone over with a filly called Nui, and I think it's a very good piece of placing, because for fillies, black type is very important. And while she on ratings has no chance with the favourite, she may well finish in the three, which is going to enhance her value significantly. So that's a good bit of pacing from the Water trainer. Training a double at Tipperary last night over hurdles, and he's going to go to Haydock with a flat horse and try and Nancy Sterling.
Okay, so that's all tomorrow. On Sunday then, a bit further afield in France, the Prix Jean Prat. There's more Irish interest here. Aidan O'Brien and Irish champion jockey Colin Keane involved.
Yes, so the Prix Jean Prat is over seven. Colin Keane, he's had a double so far today at Sandown, but he's also incurred himself a whip ban, which will annoy him at this stage of the year. He's going to be riding Cosmic Year, the horse that was second to Field of Gold in the Irish 2000 Guineas. He ran a huge race there, and he's a highly promising colt by Kingman, Colin's first ride on him. The Lion in Winter is in there, the horse that, again, another disappointment from Epsom, but dropping right back in trip from a mile and a half to seven furlongs. Of course, he won the Acom over this distance last year. There's a couple of good horses in there from France called Silius, Daylight, Carcophonic, and the favourite maybe Marinor or Charlie, but I like Shadow of Light. He was third in the 2000 Guineas at Newmarket. He's last year's champion two-year-old, trained by Charlie Appleby. He won the Dewhurst, remember, and the Middle Park last year. He was fifth, and never nearer fifth, in the Commonwealth Cup over six furlongs at Royal Ascot. I think the ground was plenty quick enough for him there, so I'm willing to give Shadow of Light another chance in the Prix Jean Prat.
Okay, lots to be excited about. For now, Jane Mangan, have a great weekend. Brilliant chatting as always. Game on. Racing.